Good evening, Dave. Everyone on the net tonight. Thanks, Dave, for picking up the net tonight. Appreciate it. For me, busy week at work, as it usually is. Yesterday was just kind of a lazy day. Didn't do a whole lot. I did go up to Bay City and to the visitation for Dean Bass from the Bay City Club that passed away. So I went up Saturday before the service. I didn't stay for the service. And went up there for about a half hour or so and came back home. And then the rest of the day just did some chores around the house here. I've been working on my train project. Like I said, all of the 3D parts have been printed. Now I'm in the parts of putting the electronics together. But I'm having some issues, and I don't know what's going on specifically here. So I'm going to have to put out on the bulletin board to see if someone can figure out what is going on. I built the remote control for the train. I put in the circuit board, or was testing the circuit board for the train itself. So the remote was done working on that. And there is a buck converter that the first thing you do is test the buck converter and make sure that there's 5 volts coming out of that. I get nothing. But if I test the buck converter by itself, on the input I put on a 9-volt battery. On the output I tested it and I'm getting 5 volts. But when you plug it into the circuit board with the remote and you activate the switch that's supposed to send 5 volts to that particular output, I get nothing. So I decided yesterday to start fresh with a completely new set of electronics. I had a second set here, part of that project. So I reconnected all new switches and everything for the remote, same thing for the train portion. I reprogrammed everything with the file that the author had sent, and again, I get nothing on any of the outputs. So I'm at a loss at the moment. This project's dead in the water at the moment until I can figure out why I'm not getting any information, if it's not programmed correctly, if there's the file's not correct, something. So I got to do some research here, send some emails to the author here and see if we can figure out what's going on. Problem is, he's in France, so the linguistics is a little bit off a little bit, but we'll do our best. And maybe some other members that are part of this project are able to help me out as well. Today we headed down to Detroit with the family. My son-in-law has always wanted to go down to the Costco Business Center, which is down in off an 8-mile road in Detroit. So we drove down there. If you need lots and lots of bulk items, again, for businesses, that's what this place is. Not busy at all compared to a regular Costco's. You basically could throw a stone in there and not hit anybody. We did find some good deals and brought a few things home. I stopped then a few miles away over to the Micro Center and took a walk through there. Didn't find anything in there that I needed. Just walked through and kind of looked. They were chaotic as usual. And then we stopped back to the Great Lakes Mall, had our lunch, brunch, dinner type of thing, and walked through the mall, and the kids bought some things, and that was our day today. So kind of a hodgepodge of things going on. With that, Dave, I'll turn it back over to you, KCAY-VF.